Saval Kiyeja! Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid, the preschool and after-school program with many, many locations in the Bay Area and many more locations growing outside California and in the rest of the world. Safari Kid is putting together an amazing new revolutionary learning system. So if you haven't checked out a Safari Kid near you for an after-school program for your child or a preschool program, please do so at safarikidusa.com. safarikidusa.com. You are sure to find a location close to you because they have so many locations in the Bay Area and they're growing all the time. Our own Safari Quiz Show Facebook page is, of course, Safari Quiz Show. So if you haven't already liked it, why haven't you? You should. If you don't have a Facebook account, create a Facebook account so you can like us on Facebook. Awesome. Our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Thank you for everyone who wrote to us last week asking to participate in the show. We got a deluge of new participants. It might take a while for everybody to get slot because Ms. Deepa has been super efficient at getting everybody at organizing the contestants for several upcoming weeks. So don't get discouraged if you don't hear from us right away. We'll definitely get to you. I think sometimes the delay is in finding other kids of the same grade. So as I always encourage my parents, if you can tell, if you can find other two contestants along with your child, it just makes us, it makes it much faster to get you a slot on the show. But even otherwise, we'll get you one. Ms. Deepa is awesome at this. So please do continue writing to us about participation, safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's the email to use, even if you want to say, if you have a comment about the show, if you have to get a prize for one of our listener prizes, or just, you know, to say hi. And of course, the musical showcase, which I'm so disappointed that, you know, you parents, I know so many of your kids learn music, so there's no reason why you shouldn't be sending us recordings of their music. The kids will get such a thrill out of hearing their voice on the radio or their musical instrument performance on the radio. It's very simple to do. If you can't record it at home, we welcome kids, budding musicians to come and perform in the studio. Again, we're not looking for like professionalism or excellence. Even a new learning musician can come and play what they know, because anybody who learns music, it's almost like learning a new language, and it's a tough endeavor. So this is our way of saying, hey, good job on taking up something so complicated. I know it's going to give you years and years of satisfaction in your life. So if you have a child who plays music or who sings, please do send us the recording. Or as I said before, we are a live show every Saturday from 11 to 12. So they're most welcome to come and play in the studio as well. Our studio is in Fremont. All right. Let's go on to meet our contestants for today. They're all fifth graders. And let's meet our first one as soon as Michael is done with the phone. All right. Michael, can we close the phones for now so we can... There we go. All right. So our first contestant today is Meryl. Meryl was on the show a year ago almost. She was here when she was in fourth grade, and now she's joined us when she's in fifth. That's awesome. We'll see how much fourth grade math she knows, because that's one of the categories today. Meryl, welcome to the show. Say hi.
Hi.
So tell me a little bit, remind our listeners about which school you go to and what you do for fun.
I go to Forest Park Elementary School, and I really like to do art and sewing.
And sewing?
Yeah.
Awesome. Do you have a sewing machine?
Yes.
And what have you sewn so far?
Pillows. Stuffed animals.
Nice. That's an amazingly useful skill. I think when we were young, a lot of kids used to learn to sew. It's not a skill that's very popular anymore. So Meryl, where are you learning this skill? Who's teaching you?
Well, my mom first taught me, and then I just caught up on my own.
That's excellent. Into the mic. I think your voice is very soft. So, mom, good job teaching Meryl to sew. You know, if there's a zombie apocalypse, we need people who have actual skills. And Meryl, you're going to be much in demand. So that's a good thing. Excellent. All right, let's meet our new contestant today, Amrita. Welcome to the show. Amrita, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Amrita.
Hang on. Your mic isn't on. Let's make sure it is. All right, let's speak into the mic. Pull it towards you.
Hi, my name is
Amrita. No, still don't hear her. Try again.
Hi, my name is Amrita, and I go to Forest Park Elementary, and I like to play with my brother, and I like to listen to music, and I like to paint.
You like to paint? Okay, closer to the mic. There you go. Perfect. So, tell me a little bit about what kind of stuff you like to paint.
I like to paint portraits of animals or flowers.
Okay, pictures of animals and flowers.
Yeah.
Animals are difficult, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, getting the proportion right is so difficult. Flowers, I think, a little bit easier, though the colors are tough. So that's really cool. Thank you so much. And how did you hear about the show? How did you decide to come and participate?
Well, it's my mom. I think she heard about it and then she requested.
Oh, that's awesome.
Sure.
Oh, that's excellent. And Amrita is a friend, right? You guys are in the same school?
Yeah.
Same grade?
Yeah.
Are you in the same class too?
No.
Okay, different teachers?
Yeah.
Whose teacher is stricter?
Her.
That would be Meryl's teacher. Awesome. So I wonder if it's a good thing to have a strict teacher or a bad thing. What do you say, Meryl?
Well, I think a strict teacher will probably teach you more, but sometimes you won't want a strict teacher.
That's a very nice diplomatic answer. All right, let's meet our final contestant. Her name is going to be familiar to anyone who listens to the show regularly. She's a regular listener and a fairly regular contestant as well. Welcome back to the show, Pooja.
Hi, my name is Pooja. I go to College Park Elementary School. I'm in fifth grade. After school, I do Math Olympiad.
Ooh, nice.
And I do Kathak dance.
Wow. When Pooja first came to the show when she was in third grade,
mm-hmm.
Is that right? And she's here now in fifth grade, so she's been growing along with the show, and she used to be a very, very, very naughty little girl when she first came, but she's turning into a very lovely young woman. That is wonderful. Priya, it's great to have you. Pooja, it's great to have you on the show. I said Priya because that's the name of the person in my first question. And I think the kids are getting ready to play the game, right?
Yes.
All right. Our first category for today is fourth grade math. Now, you might ask why, if they're fifth graders, they're not doing fifth grade math. Because I've made this mistake before. The thing is that they're in the beginning of fifth grade. So there's a good chance, except for smarty pants who are in math Olympiads, that they might not know fifth grade curriculum. So we are doing fourth grade math, so we know they know all the concepts for sure. And anyway, today's show is, the questions are super easy. It's all about calculation, quick calculation. Let's do a quick buzzer check, and then we can get started with our first question. Meryl, can you press your buzzer so I know it's working? Amrita?
Huh?
And Pooja? Awesome. Are you guys ready for the first fourth grade math question?
Yeah.
All right. Priya had 2,080 Legos, but she lost 17 Legos. How many Legos does she have now? Priya had 2,080 Legos, but she lost 17.
2,063.
Awesome. That is correct. 10 points to Pooja. Now, I want to give you guys at home a moment to grab your own paper and pencil if you want to play along. These are not difficult questions. They're just mostly addition and multiplication questions. And here we move on to our second question. There are 14,240 books in a library. 14,240 books. They are arranged on shelves that hold 8 books each. How many shelves are there in the library? Quick calculation. 14,240 books, 8 books each.
1,780.
That is correct again.
Oh.
Did you get it too, Meryl? You're still working on it? Alright, this is a faster question that maybe you girls have a chance to, because Pooja has got some Math Olympiad experience that helps her be fast. Question number 3. Robin has 3 packages of gum. There are 18 pieces in each package. How many pieces of gum does Robin have? Yes.
54.
That is correct, Meryl. Good job. 10 points. Question number 4. This is a little trickier. 19 kids take a minibus to the zoo. They are to sit 2 or 3 to a seat. You can only sit 2 or 3. One cannot sit. Okay? There are 7 seats. How many seats will have 3 children sitting on them? Yes, it's going to take a minute. 19 kids take a minibus to the zoo. They either sit 2 or 3 to a seat.
1.
How many children? No, that is not correct. -5. She doesn't have any points yet, so it's -5. Okay, question actually passes to Pooja now. You have 5 seconds.
Pass.
Medal? We have 5 seconds, Medal. You have to quickly answer. If you don't know, that's okay. If you want to say pass and calculate at your leisure, that's okay too. You don't have to.
Yeah,
answer.
Pass.
Okay, now you have a minute. Now, no points, but tell me if you figure out the answer.
Okay.
19 kids take a minibus to the zoo. They have to sit 2 or 3 to a seat. There are 7 seats. How many seats will have 3 children seated on them? Listeners, have you figured it out?
No,
let's see if the kids, if your number tallies with the answer for the kids in the studio. It's not that simple, Amrita, as just a division. It's a little more complicated than that. Yes. You don't have to buzz because the question is over.
2?
No, that is not correct. No negative points for that. You want to take another shot at it, Amrita?
Wait, I think I got it.
Pooja, what about you?
Not yet.
Okay, I'm going to give you the answer since you have to move on. So there are 7 seats. First, you seat 2 kids in every seat. So that takes care of how many kids? 14 kids, right?
Yeah.
There are 5 kids left. They all have to sit on a seat, 1 to make it 3. So there are total number of seats is?
5.
5 kids. All right. Question number 5. James scored 156 goals playing soccer last season. This year, he scored 187 goals. What is the total number of goals James scored?
343.
Yep, that is correct. Pooja beat Meryl to the punch. Alright, question number 6. Your class had a pizza party. 3/8 of one pizza was left over and 4/8 of another pizza was left. You put them both into one box. How much of the pizza is missing?
It's
1/8. That's correct. That was Meryl who buzzed in quicker. 10 points. Good job. All right. Question number 7. Your teacher bought 4 pizzas with 8 slices each. She and her friends ate 21 slices of the pizza. How many slices were left?
20.
How many slices were left? She bought 4 pizzas with 8 slices. She and her friends ate 21 slices of the pizza. How many slices were left?
11.
11 is right. 10 points. Good job. Question number 8. Mrs. Hilt gave 50 cents to each 4th grader. If there are 70 4th graders, how much money did Miss Hilt give away?
3,500.
What?
Cents.
I'll give 5 points for that because you didn't give me the answer correctly. So 5 points to Pooja, and the question actually passes to Meryl if she can improve on that.
$35.
$35. 5 points to her. Good job. All right. Question number 9. At a carnival, this is a little tricky. Mitchell and his brother collected 61 pieces of candy altogether. Okay, altogether. Each of them ate 4 pieces of candy that evening. Okay? The next day, Mitchell had 23 pieces left. How many pieces did his brother have left? Okay, so the total is 61 pieces of candy. Each of them ate 4 pieces of candy that evening. The next day, Mitchell had 24 pieces left. How many pieces did Mitchell's brother have left?
-29.
That is not correct. -5. Question passes to Amrita. Still calculating it. Okay, pass. Pooja, 5 seconds.
Pass.
Meryl, you were really close. It's 30. Okay, this is how you calculate it. So each of them ate 4 pieces of candy. That means totally they ate how many?
8
pieces of candy. Mm. So 61 minus 8 is?
61 minus 8, 53.
53. Of which Mitchell had 23. So how many?
23 and minus 24.
Yes, oh. I told you. Yes.
It was 23, not 24.
I said 23.
I thought you said 24.
23.
So you said
You didn't get 29 either.
I did.
All right. Last question. Interesting one. Paul's family compared cell phone plans to get the best deal. At A-Mobile, the family plan is $25 for the first two lines together. $25 for the first two lines. And $9 for each additional line. Okay? At B-Mobile, the family plan is $40 for the first two lines and $5 for each additional line. Paul's family needs to purchase 5 cell phone lines. Which plan is better?
Wait, for B-Mobile, how much is it for the additional?
$5.
$5?
Yes. Which plan is better?
V-Mobile?
But tell me what your numbers are. That you don't know, that then the answer is wrong. Minus 5. Amrita, you want to take a shot at it?
Pass.
Okay. Pooja? Still calculating.
Wait.
A is $25 for the first two lines, $9 for each additional line. B Mobile, the family plan is $40 for the first two lines and $5 for each additional line.
I think
Paul's family needs to purchase 5 cell phone lines. How many? What is the point?
For B Mobile, it's $55, and for A Mobile, it's $37.
$37. So which one is... So actually that's not correct either. Minus 5. Because the numbers are wrong. The A-Mobile is the answer because it's the lower number. The answer is 9... See, family plan is... At A-Mobile, the family plan is $25 plus $9 for each additional line. That means $9 for the next 3 lines because he wants to buy a total of 5, right? So 9 threes are 27. 27 plus 25 is 52. Oh. And B-Mobile, the plan is 40, and then 5, 3 is 15. 40 plus 15 is 55. So A is better than B by $3. All right. Math is, I find, is always one of those interesting categories. But good job, girls. We're going to do our listener question now. 510, I've forgotten the number. 270-8830. Just put it up somewhere, no? Yeah. 510-270-8830. It's not the last number like it was 1550, so it was easy to remember. 510-270-8830. All right, here's your question, listeners. Yesterday was 2 days before Monday. What day is it today? Yesterday was 2 days before Monday. What day is it today? And question is not open for kids in the studio. I know you know the answer.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Thank you, Ajay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippy, and the answer is Sunday.
Thank you, Lippy. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashika, and the answer is Sunday.
What's your name again?
Ashika.
Ashika. Thank you, Ashika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas, and the answer is Sunday.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ashna, and the answer is Sunday.
Thank you, Ashna. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika. I think the answer is Sunday.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Jake, and the answer is Sunday.
Thank you, Jake. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Mihika, and the answer is Sunday.
Thank you, Mihika. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Go ahead.
Hi,
What's your name?
Mahi.
Mahi, welcome to the show. What's your answer, Mahi?
Sunday.
Thank you, Mahi. Last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya and the answer is Sunday.
Is that Shreya?
Yeah.
Thank you, Shreya. Shreya was the last caller for our first question. We're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, Pooja will have picked the winner of the first listener question, and we'll also see how many points the girls in the studio have. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Meryl, Amrita and Pooja. And we just finished, whew, the math round and everything else is going to be downhill from here. The girls did well, but before we take a look at the scores, let's take a look at our listener question. Yesterday was 2 days before Monday. What day is it today? And the answer indeed was Sunday. That was an easy one. And from all the correct answers, it was Pooja's turn to pick a winner. Pooja, who is the winner of our first listener question?
The winner of the first listener question is Jake.
Jake, all right. One of our regular listeners. Jake, you know what to do? In the subject line, please be very careful about what you write. If you need to write question 1, December 12, 2015, and the rest of the information like your name, question, answer in the body of the email. And please send your email today. All right, let's take a look at scores in the studio. Meryl, how many points do you have?
25.
Into the mic, darling.
Oh, 25 points.
25 points. Amrita has yet to open her account. And Pooja?
30.
Ooh, really close. All right, our next category today is six-letter countries. Six-letter countries. Let's do a quick buzzer check before we begin. Meryl? Amrita? Pooja. All right. Here's our first question in the category. Six-letter countries. That means these countries have names that have six letters in them. That's pretty obvious. Question number one. Where you might find the Eiffel Tower?
France.
France is right. 10 points to Pooja. Question number two. The capital of this country is Athens.
Greece.
Greece is right. Zipping through. Amrita, Meryl, you have to be faster. I also want to give you girls Amrita especially, that, you know, once you press the buzzer, you have 5 seconds to think. So if you think you know the answer, buzz, and then wait for the 5 seconds. Question number three. Where you will find the city of Jerusalem?
Israel.
Israel is right. That was Meryl. Good job. Question number four. Neighbor to our north?
Canada.
Canada is right. 10 points to Pooja. Neighbor to our south?
Mexico.
Mexico is right again. Good job. Question number six. Mountain kingdom near Nepal and India?
Bhutan.
Bhutan. Excellent. Question number seven. Where the FIFA Soccer World Cup was held last?
Brazil.
She's just zipping through there. Pressing them. So the best way to do it is hold it like this and use your thumb if you want to be fast. Question number eight. Country whose capital is Oslo? Minus five. Question passes to Amrita. Country's capital is Oslo. Into the mic. Pass. Okay.
How Norway?
Mic went off. Norway is right. Excellent. 5 points.
5 points.
Oh, sorry. All right. Number nine. Biggest of the Soviet Socialist Republics.
Russia.
Russia is right. Excellent. And last question. She just completely took over this top, this category, isn't she? Good job. Knowing good geography is really important. Question number 10. Sounds like something you might eat for Thanksgiving.
Turkey.
Excellent. All right, we're done with this category. We just zipped through that one. And now it's time for our listener question. Country where the Nobel Prize is awarded. Country where the Nobel Prize is awarded. Hi. Whoops. Yes, it takes a minute. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Lippi and the answer is Sweden.
Thank you, Lippi. Hi, you're on the air. You're on the air. Hello.
My name is Shelly and the answer is Sweden.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chris. And the answer is Sweden.
Thank you, Chris. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and the answer is Sweden.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nikhil, and the answer is Sweden.
Thank you, Nikhil. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya, and the answer is Sweden.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Yathart, and the answer is Sweden.
Thank you, Yathart. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshu, and the answer is Sweden.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akriti, and the answer is Sweden.
Thank you, Akriti. Last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, I'm Jesse, and the answer is Sweden.
Thank you, Jesse. That was the last caller for our second question. If you're still waiting, we are going to have another question after our third category here. When we come back from the break, we'll see who won our second listener question as well as what the points are in the studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja,
Safari Kiye Ja.
Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
All right, welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We had a super fast geography round of countries with six-letter names, and with our listener question in that category was country where the Nobel Prize is awarded. That is indeed Stockholm, Sweden. And from all the correct answers, it was Amrita's turn to pick a winner. Amrita, who is the winner of our second listener question?
The winner of the second listener question was Nikhil.
Nikhil. All right, Nikhil. Congratulations. Write to us with the subject line, question number 2, December 12, 2015, and in the body of the email, the question, answer, and your contact information. All right, let's take a look at points in the studio. It's a race between Meryl and Pooja. Pooja had a great round this time, so let's take a look at the points. Meryl, how many points do you have?
30.
30?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And Pooja?
115.
So it seems pretty insurmountable. She's really good at this. Let's take a look at our last category, which is words ending in I-O-U-S. I-O-U-S. Let's do a buzzer check. Meryl, you're too slow.
Oh.
Yes, that's the way to hold it. Okay. Question number 1 in our category, words ending in I-O-U-S. Ready?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Another word for before.
Previous.
Excellent. Question number 2. When you cross your fingers for good luck, you are?
Superstitious.
Excellent. 10 points to Meryl. Question number 3. When you always want to know why, you are?
Curious.
Excellent. Question number 4. Another word for holy.
Pious.
Question number 5. Wow. Very worried. Minus 5. Question passes to Amrita. Very worried. You are? I'm so?
Pass.
Pooja?
Anxious.
5 points to her. All right. Next question. Very valuable, like a gem or metal.
Precious.
Question 7. Very angry.
Furious.
Question number word. Another word for fainting.
Unconscious.
Good job. Question number 9. Something you can't find out anything about. Is? There's some question about it. We don't know anything about it. It is so? You slowed it down for like 1 second. Okay. Something that you don't know much about, but maybe you would like to find out. Something that you might have to solve to find something about. No? I see complete blanks. If I say, tell you the word, you'll be like, darn it. Mysterious. I still didn't do that. All right. Last question in this category. Very tasty.
Delicious.
Yes, you got it, Amrita. Last question. Woohoo! Good job, finally. Good job. Delicious it is. And now it's time for our listener question. Category is words ending in I-O-U-S. And our quiz. Like, I hope you found the show very funny. Very funny. 510-270-8830. 510-270-8830. The word we're looking for means very funny. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Tejas and the answer is humorous.
Thank you, Tejas. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rishika. I think the answer is hilarious.
Thank you, Rishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Chris and the answer is hilarious.
Thank you, Chris. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anshu and the answer is hilarious.
Thank you, Anshu. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Shelly and the answer is hilarious.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akriti and the answer is hilarious.
Thank you, Akriti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Nihi and the answer is hilarious.
What's the answer again?
Hilarious.
Thank you, Mihiga. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman and the answer is hilarious.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya and the answer is hilarious.
Thank you, Shreya. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ranjay and the answer is hilarious.
Thank you, Ranjay. Welcome to the show. And Ranjay was the last caller for our last question today. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, all the winners, you're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja, Sawal Kiye Ja.
The Safari Quiz Show.
Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. We're just about winding up another exciting week on the show. But before we do that, let's take a look at our last listener question. It was, the category was words ending with I-O-U-S. Our clue was very funny. And most of you got it right, which is hilarious. Tejas, you said humorous, but humorous is correct in terms of the meaning, but it doesn't meet the criterion of I-O-U-S because it just ends with O-U-S. So from all the people who answered hilarious, it was Meryl's turn to pick a winner. Meryl, who is the winner of our third listener question?
The winner of the third listener question was Akriti.
Akriti, all right. Akriti, you've done this before, but I'm going to tell you again. In the subject line, say question 3, December 12, 2015, and all three of you, Akriti, and let me see, who are the other winners? Who remembers?
Nikhil
and
Jake.
All of you, please send in your emails today itself and make Ms. Deepa's work a little bit easier. Now let's take a look at the points in the studio. Meryl, how many points do you have?
65.
65. What about you? Amrita finally scored in this round. 10 points. Good job. It's difficult. Being a new person on a show with everybody else has experience is always hard. So kudos to you for really fighting hard and having a wonderful spirit about it. Pooja, how many points do you have?
150.
All right. Pooja pretty much swept a couple of the categories. She did really well. And by the way, she is a very regular listener of the show, so that might just be the secret of her smartness. What do you say, Pooja? All right, congratulations to Pooja and Meryl and Amrita for being on the show today. All of you listening, if you want to participate, you know what to do. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com. SafariQuizShow@gmail.com is what you write to us at. And please mention the word participation in the subject line, and if you want to send a musical piece, then musical showcase in the subject line. And that brings us to the end of our show for today. The show was produced by Michael and Ms. Deepa. The theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host Vidya saying Jiye Ja,
Sawal Kiye Ja.
लगता है साल दिल की तुम जरूरत हो रोकू जितना उतनी बगावत हो लगता है
गलियां